And now this is a dictation for Stephanie, Stephanie Pyle, P.S. in Paul, Y.L.E., May 1877. Addresses a letter to Dr. Russell, R.U.S.S.E.L.L., Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Stephanie. Chronic kidney disease, last visit September. Follows liver doctor at Lansing. Restricted on sodium, but not strict. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, has chronic nocturia, minor incontinence, no symptoms of infection or blood, no gross edema, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain, lightheadedness. She sometimes has a feeling of incomplete emptying. She needs to walk for a number of minutes and then she's able to release. Other review system done being negative, medication list review, notice by carbonate replacement for her liver disease on ursodiol, U-R-S-O-D-I-A-L. Next paragraph, pressing weight 330, blood pressure by nurse 128.79, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, morbid obesity, no abdominal or back tenderness, today no major edema, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.58, if anything better than baseline. She has low potassium and low bicarbonate with high chloride, but she denies use of diuretics and she denies diarrhea. We are treating her as renal tubular acidosis. There is normal glucose, normal sodium, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia around 10.5, low platelet count, PTH mild elevated at 87, urine, 1 plus of blood, negative for protein, minimal proteinuria, the protein creatinine ratio at 0.34. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. Stable, no progression, not symptomatic, no dialysis. Next number, a strong component for renal tubular acidosis with hypokalemia, low bicarbonate and high chloride, continued bicarbonate replacement, increased bicarbonate is tolerated, not causing too much gas distension or bloatiness. Next number, anemia, multifactorial, has not required EPO treatment. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, does not require vitamin D125. Next paragraph, no need for phosphorus binders. She has primary biliary cirrhosis on treatment, which is contributing to the anemia and the low platelets without evidence of active bleeding. She has some urinary symptoms of incomplete emptying. If this persists or getting worse, we'll need to have a urological evaluation. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.